Now, earlier this week, I went to Paris, ooh la la, to meet Meryl Streep. Welcome to Heart, bonjour.
Bonjour. Comment ça va?
Ça va bien, monsieur, et toi?
Oui, très bien.
Thank you. Oh, I'm so glad I remembered that. Well, we're here in Paris to talk about your brilliant film, Julie and Julia. I loved it.
Oh, so I'm so glad.
Charming. It's out now. But it's all about love, marriage, cooking delicious food, dining out. I mean, what attracted you to the film?
Love, dining out, delicious food, the whole thing.
What do you think it is about French food that makes it so good and yummy?
Butter.
Butter.
Butter and wine.
As soon as they said butter in the film, I was like, oh, so true. I used to dig it out with my fingers when I was little. I love it that much. Are you fearless in the kitchen like Julia? Have you ever boned a duck?
Well, I had to learn to do that for this film. But I can tell you categorically I'll never do it again.
Really?
Because I wasn't very good at it.
Have you ever tried British food like toad in the hole or shepherd's pie?
Oh, sure. I love toad in the hole.
I love toad in the hole.
Yes, I love shepherd's pie.
But it's quite weird.
Shepherd's pie is English moussaka, right?
Yes, it is. Yes.
All these things are related.
It's a meat and potato. That's what it is. The film is based on Julie Powell's blog. Do you do any blogging? You're on Facebook or do you Twitter?
No, my aim is to get away from everyone, not to reach out and connect.
What about your children? Are they trying to get you
on Facebook?
Oh,
they do all these things, but I think even they have sort of tired of it. I think we're ready for the next.
Me too.
The next thing. Wouldn't that be nice?
Have you heard of the Streep Effect?
No.
Well, it's after Mamma Mia, ABBA's music topped the charts again. EasyJet reported a 13% increase in flights to Greece. Oh. And now Julia Child's cookbook, Mastering the Art of French Cooking, is back on top of bestsellers list. That's quite cool, isn't
that
it?
That is very good.
I want one of those. That's amazing. You're also a bit of a pop star, and we've got something in common because we both had a top 10 single in Portugal.
Oh, yeah! Oh, my God! You were a religion in my home for so many years. I'm sure we played every single one of your records over and over and over.
I hope so. But do you fancy a Grammy, you know, among all your many other awards?
No, I never anticipated that one was coming my way. I doubt it.
You've got an amazing voice.
Oh, thanks.
You've traveled all over the world with your films, but where's your favorite place in the world?
I did love Skopelos and Damahari in Greece. I thought that was amazing. You know, I've been so lucky in my life to have gone to the most extraordinary places. I don't really have a favorite, I guess.
When I told my listeners that I was interviewing you, they were very excited. I had loads of emails. I had one which I thought was quite sweet from two young girls called Sophie and Emily. And they said, who's been the best kisser in all of your films?
Well, now I have to cast back. I'll have to say Stanley Tucci because he's got his ear pressed to the door.
I bet he's quite a good kisser, actually.
He looks like a good kisser. He's hot.
I absolutely love the film. I fell in love with Julie Child. I thought she was so wonderful.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for being on Heart.
Thank you.
And we'll speak to you very soon.
Thank you.